Okay, so today we're diving deep into, well, just one of the most unbelievable, frankly absurd, market stories of 2025. We're looking at a company called RegionCell Bioscience Holdings, ticker RGC. They're Hong Kong based, but listed on the NASDAQ. And here's the crazy part we need to start with. RGC saw its market cap soar past $30 billion. Billion dollars with a B. After this, just astronomical stock surge of over 46,000%.
Yeah, it sounds like a success story, but it really wasn't. Not an organic one, anyway. The company itself had to disclose just recently, on October 31st, 2025, that the U.S. Department of Justice is actually conducting a criminal investigation.
Into the stock trading.
Exactly, into the trading of its stock.
Yeah.
So our mission for you listening is to walk through the public evidence and piece together why the DOJ got involved.
Right, let's unpack this whole thing. It's quite something.
Well, first you have this massive disconnect, right, between that $30 billion valuation and what the company actually was. At its peak valuation, RGC had generated, wait for it, exactly $0 in revenue.
Zero since it was founded.
Since its inception in 2014, nothing. And they reported a net loss last fiscal year of about $4.4 million. So not pre-revenue, just non-revenue.
A non-revenue ghost, basically. And operationally, it gets even thinner, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Look inside, you find maybe 12 employees total. And here's a huge red flag for anything calling itself bioscience, the chief medical officer role.
Yeah.
It's been empty, vacant, since 2022.
Wow. Okay, so a multi-billion dollar bioscience company with no medical chief for years, that's striking.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
But the market, or at least parts of it, seemed to ignore all this. And there was a catalyst they used quite cleverly, I think.
What was that?
In early 2025, they did a huge forward stock split, a 38-for-1 split.
38 for 1. Why?
Well, think about it. It wasn't about capital. It dropped the share price way down. Suddenly, the stock looks cheap,
Yeah,
accessible.
like bait for retail traders, maybe? People who might not dig into that balance sheet.
Precisely. Allure. Now, let's talk about the structure that allowed this whole thing to happen.
Okay, the architecture of the manipulation,
Yeah.
basically.
Right. So RGC is what NASDAQ calls a controlled company. Why? Because the CEO, Yat Gao, controls over 86% of the shares.
86% through a BVI entity.
Yes, through his British Virgin Islands vehicle. Near total insider control.
And that control allows them to engineer what exactly?
It allows them to engineer an incredibly small public float. We're talking about only around 6% of the shares actually available for public trading.
6%? That's almost nothing. That's not a float, it's a puddle.
Exactly. And this structure, Cayman Islands Incorporation, BVI ownership, Hong Kong base, it's often used to create this kind of liquidity squeeze.
Okay, so the squeeze is the mechanism.
That's the key. That insane 46,000% surge wasn't real demand or company success. It was just the math catching up to extreme scarcity. A tiny bit of buying pressure could theoretically corner the entire available supply. It screams market manipulation.
A supply side pump and dump, not really like a decentralized meme stock frenzy.
Absolutely not. This looks like a very controlled, deliberate pump.
Okay, so the structure is suspect, the operations are hollow. What about the actual science they claim to have?
Right. The asset, their only claimed asset, was a traditional Chinese medicine formula, PCM, for ADHD and autism.
Okay, and the proof, patents, studies.
That's where it really falls apart. No patents and absolutely zero peer-reviewed scientific studies published. None.
So just their own claims then. And where did this miracle formula even come from?
It gets worse. The IP, the intellectual property, came from the CEO's father, Sikio.
Okay.
And Sikio was found guilty of professional misconduct by Hong Kong's Chinese Medicine Council back in August 2021, right after the company went public.
Guilty of professional misconduct, so the source of their only asset is officially problematic, to say the least.
Damningly problematic, I'd say. The IP isn't an asset. You could argue it's a liability.
And what about their trials? Did they even try to show efficacy?
They ran some so-called efficacy trials, but honestly, they were scientifically worthless. We're talking tiny groups, like 7 patients here, 28 there.
That's minuscule.
Right. And the only measure of success was subjective questionnaires filled out by parents. No control groups, no objective measures. Basic scientific standards just ignored.
So, worthless data backing up a non-patented formula from a discredited source.
Got it. So let's just connect all these dots for you, the listeners. Zero revenue. A vacant chief medical officer position for years, an extremely low public float, like 6%, engineered through insider control. And the only asset being this TCM formula with no patents, no real studies, and sourced from someone found guilty of professional misconduct.
Yeah, when you lay it all out like that, the picture is pretty clear, isn't it?
It forms a complete chain, really. It points strongly towards a sophisticated securities fraud designed, it seems, specifically to exploit U.S. markets.
So if you're out there trying to learn how to spot potential frauds, well, this RGC case is almost like a textbook example. It gives you a perfect checklist. Structural red flags, financial voids, questionable science, all there. Check the controlled status, check the float, check who's actually running the science side.
Which leads to, I think, an important final thought for you to consider. When you see a stock going absolutely parabolic, you know, surging thousands of percent, how far down that checklist of these fundamental, structural, and scientific red flags do you need to go? Things like that controlled company status or the vacant CMO or the source of the IP. How many red flags do you need before you just say nope and walk away?